and welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. This is our series, Agent Apps. I'm your host, Tina Lamoureux. This series introduces you to apps that will make daily life and your business run smoother. From fitness, travel, to personal planners, and more, we've tested them all. We see them everywhere. The little black and white pixelated squares. QR codes. Restaurants use them for menus. You'll see them in pamphlets, on store windows, or public message boards. When scanned, most of these codes will present you with a link or take you to a website. QR codes can save time. For example, my phone can create a QR code for my Wi-Fi password. That way, guests can scan it on their phones. Now I don't have to worry about spelling out a 20-character password for every house guest, or keep the password on a piece of paper. QR stands for Quick Response. The code is designed to be easily scanned from any angle. Most smartphones have QR code readers built into the camera app. But if you're looking for a little more than that, I have an app for you. I've been using this one for years now. It's called QR and Barcode Reader by TCAPS. Not only does this app feature a scanner, you can also create and save your own QR codes. So if you wanted to add a QR code to any of your marketing materials, like adding a code that leads to your social media or your website to your business card, you can create the code on the app and send the file to your Google Drive. Businesses also place QR codes in advertisements, both print and digital, making it convenient for the user to interact with the ad. You can create codes for events, contacts, Wi-Fi passwords, and locations. This app also gives you the option to scan QR codes and open websites automatically. If you turn this feature off, the app will show you the URL link of the QR code. Not automatically opening the link is a smart feature because not everyone who creates QR codes has good intentions. In public, some people place a sticker of a new QR code on top of the original. To our eyes, it looks the same, but it may link to a harmful website. If you scan the code and the link URL doesn't match the context of the code, for instance, if you scan a QR code on a restaurant menu and the URL isn't the restaurant's website, it's probably best not to open the link. You don't need to enter any personal information for a free account. You can view your recent history within the app. To scan a QR code, open the app, select Scan at the top left of the menu. You have the choice of scanning through your camera or scanning an image on your phone. I don't want to forget about the barcode reader. You can scan barcodes of products to get search results from websites like Google, and popular retailers like Walmart and Target. All the features mentioned are available on the free version of the app. It does have advertisements, but they are minimal. There is an ad-free pro version of the app for a one-time purchase of a few dollars. This unlocks the ability to save scanned codes, manual scans, and continuous scanning. QR and Barcode Reader by TCAPS is available for free download on iOS and Android. Used properly, QR codes can be a great addition to your marketing materials. Just remember to follow CMS guidelines for marketing and communications. If you have any questions about the apps reviewed on the show or general industry questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us at ASGpodcast@ritterim.com. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written and produced by me, Tina Lamoureux. Script editing by Sarah Rupel. Design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with us wherever you like to listen.